It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we bid you good late afternoon, early evening from Hebron, Nebraska, Thayer Central High School, the site of tonight's high school basketball coverage here on Sunny 101.3. Hebron lays claim to having the longest porch swing in the world. We visited the porch swing this afternoon downtown in Hebron. A beautiful 74 degrees when we showed up here about an hour ago. What a great day. Feels more like track weather than it does basketball. But enough about that. Back to the business at hand. We are here for the girls' sub-district action. This is the Class C2, District Sub-District 3. The Johnson-Brock Eagles facing the Bergen Catholic Knights from Fremont, Nebraska. And if you're wondering, it's 95 miles to get here from Johnson. Bergen had to travel even farther, a little over 150 miles from Fremont to come out here to Hebron. So Bergen with about a 300-mile round trip. Johnson Brock, a 200-mile round trip. Good news is it's a 5 o'clock ball game for the Lady Eagles. They can play their game and still get home at a reasonable hour tonight on a school night. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. As we said, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Bergen Knights. Johnson Brock comes into the game tonight at 17-7 on the year. Came off of a disappointing loss last Thursday evening to the Freeman Falcons in a loss at home in Johnson. Bergen Knights, well, their record just about the inverse of that. They are 7-15, and they played this weekend at home, hosted Wahoo Bishop Newman, and they came out on the short end of that one by a pretty big margin. So they're also coming off of a loss. Both of these schools trying to get back into the win column. Now, when I tell you that Johnson Brock is 17-7 and Bergen is 7-15, that might be a little bit misleading, because if you look at the Bergen schedule, they have played mostly Class C1 and C2 competition, so they have played some larger schools, whereas Johnson Brock played a lot of D1 and D2 schools on their thing. It doesn't take anything away from Johnson Brock's 17-7 record, but I'm just saying those records could be a little bit misleading, so we're looking for a competitive basketball game here this evening in Hebron. Let's take a two-minute break here, and then we'll come back and look. Make this a one-minute break, Kurt Kilman, a one-minute break, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineup now for the Bergen Knights. They'll go with Kennedy Weitzel. Weitzel is a senior, averaging 4 points per ball game. Tessa Powers is the leading scorer on this team, 13.7 points. She is a junior. Reagan Kanzler, a junior, 6.5 points per ball game. Marissa Drake is a sophomore, averaging 3.9 points. And Peyton Langhorst, the big girl inside, she's 5'11 and a junior, averaging 8.1 points per ball game. The Bergen Knights are coached by head coach Joe Tynan. And if that name sounds familiar to our listeners down in southeast Nebraska, Joe, of course, was a longtime boys coach at Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, 17-7 on the season, Lucas Dollinghouse, the head coach. He'll go with Casey Knippelmeyer, 5'6 sophomore. She's the leading scorer on the team, 13.5 points per ball game through the first 24 games. Daly Pelican is a 5'6 junior, 10 points per ball game. Ruby Gravatt, 6 foot and a senior. She's the big rebounder in there, averaging just under 2 points per game. Warren Barron's a 5'8 sophomore, 8.5 points per contest. And Kinley Weiss. Weiss is a 5'4 sophomore point guard. She averages 9 points per contest for the Johnson Brock Eagles. As we said, the Eagles 17-7 coming into this one. Another thing of interest to our listeners down in Richardson County, I was amused. I drive 100 miles out here. I haven't been to this school probably for 30 years. Showed up at the front door. I'm greeted with a good afternoon, Randy. And it was Caleb Lemke. He is a strength coach out here, weight coach, and PE teacher. And he's been teaching recent years at HTRS. So we always find a friendly face wherever we go, no matter how far we travel. It seems somebody out here is someone with whom we are acquainted. So it was good to see Caleb here at Thayer Central. I think we're getting set for the national anthem and the introduction of the starting lineups here. I wasn't able to find out what the protocol is they're going to follow, whether they're having the national anthem first and then the starters, or if we're... I think we're going to go to the national anthem first, so we're going to step aside and take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Sunny 101.3.
And you joined us for the final few bars of our national anthem, and I just have to share a comment here. The reverence with which the Johnson Brock team and the Bergen team treated our national anthem. No arm swinging, no gymnastics, no dancing. They stood with their hands over their hearts and face the flag. That's good for this veteran to see. They did it right. Okay, we're ready to get underway. Ruby Gravatt will step in to jump it up for Johnson Rock. She'll go against 5'11" Peyton Langhorst. Our official steps in. We're ready to get underway. Sub-district basketball controlled by the Johnson Rock Eagles. With the basketball, Kenley Weiss across the timeline. Comes to the left elbow with it to Knippelmeyer. Around the horn, lob pass underneath. Pass going to be stolen away by Peyton Langhorst. Langhorst, outlet pass down court with it to Weitzel. Into the corner, baseline right side. Jump shot is up and off. No good. A fight for the rebound. Coming out of there with it is Marissa Drake. Drake to the top of the key. Fields Kennedy Weitzel with the basketball. Back across the court to the right elbow. Baseline right side. No look down there on the bottom. Low post to the left. Here's a long three. Up and good. Nailing the three is Marissa Drake. And it's 3-0. The Bergen Knights jump out to an early 3-0 lead. Here's Johnson Brock on the attack here to the near end. We're on the end of the basketball gym up in the weight room working this ball game. With it in the corner on the right side is Behrens. Behrens steps into the free throw line. There's a three on the way from the top of the circle. Off the glass, up and good. A three-pointer by Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with her first bucket of the night. And we're tied at three with 6:55 to go in the first quarter here at Hebron. On the attack now underneath are the Knights. The ball is tipped away and stolen by Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer down court. She holds it up, gives it to the top of the key to Behrens. Right back it comes to Knippelmeyer. Now Kenley Weiss with the basketball at the top of the free throw circle. Weiss holds it between the rings, top of the key, inside the paint. Pelican pass is going to be stolen away by Kennedy Weitzel. Weitzel on the fast break. Weiss is back there to try and stop the lay-in. Weitzel with the lay-in up and off. No good. Couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to the Knights. Bergen from the left side, a long three is up. It's off the front of the rim, and there's Ruby Gravatt for the rebound. Gravatt reached up and took it away from Peyton Langhorst. Outlet pass comes down to Weiss. To the right side, Lauren Behrens on the right elbow. Now Knippelmeyer for three off the back of the iron, and the rebound is down by taken away by Drake and tipped out of bounds off the fingertips of Lauren Behrens. Marissa Drake will inbound the pass for the Knights of Bergen. Fremont Bergen High School, the Knights inbound the pass. Marissa Drake will bring it up court and set it at the top of the key. She goes to the left elbow, puts the pass to the left side to Tessa Powers. Powers around the horn, underneath the bucket, driving lay-in up and good. And getting the lay-in on the baseline was Tessa Powers, her first 2 points of the ballgame. The Knights go up now 5-3 over the Eagles. Knippelmeyer with the basketball. Her cross-court pass, she was looking for Behrens. The moment she let go of the ball, Behrens broke toward the lane, and the basketball goes up into the stands. Nice turnout of Johnson Brock fans. A lot of folks traveled 100 miles to come out here and support the Lady Eagles. Bergen, not so much. Very sparsely populated on the far side here. Johnson Brock with a good turnout. On the attack at the far end of the court, here's a three put up and blocked nicely by Kenley Bison. The basketball is pulled down by Lauren Behrens. Behrens will bring the ball up court herself, goes to Weiss. Bison feeds it underneath the Ruby Gravatt. Baseline left side, no shot there. Into Pelican, driving layup, couldn't get it. Pelican got clobbered. No whistle, they let that one go. Fast break coming the other end. This is Powers for a layup. On that end, we've got a collision and a whistle, and a foul is going to be called. Wow, after they miss an obvious one on this end, then exactly the same scenario at the other end, and Lauren Behrens gets tagged for her first personal, team foul number one. At the line, Tessa Powers. She'll be shooting two shots. First shot is up and off, no good. Powers is a 55% free throw shooter on the season for the Knights through their first 22 ball games of the season. Powers ready for her second free throw attempt. She takes aim. This one is up, and it is good. She hits one out of two, and it's 6-3 now. The Knights leading the Eagles. Johnson Brock, only one basket here in the first 3 minutes of play. We're at the five-minute mark of the first quarter. Weiss comes over to Knippelmeyer into the corner. Gravatt inside the paint, driving toward the hoop, driving, laying up again. Pelican got knocked away there. Here's a shot from the corner for three. Up and off, no good. Knippelmeyer, Pelican with the rebound. Feeds Weiss, free throw line, jump shot. Weiss, it's off the glass, no. And the rebound comes down to the Knights. Fast break the other way. Marissa Drake with the basketball. Drake decides to hold it up and set up the offense. Johnson Brock in a 1-2-2 zone, it looks like, out here. Lob pass underneath the basket baseline, trying to move toward the hoop. They kick it around to the horn to the right side. A long three is up and off. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Weitzel in the corner. She lost it. Taken away from Weitzel by Lauren Behrens. Behrens with another steal. Gets it off to Pelican. Pelican goes between defenders. Got held up. Feeds Kinley Weiss to the right side. Now Behrens comes to Casey Knippelmeyer. Inside the paint. Pelican. There's Behrens with a long two that's up. No, they're going to give her the three. Oh, my. Lauren gets credited for a three. I'll take it, but I swear she had her toe on the line here right in front of me. We're tied at six. Behrens credited with a three-pointer. Must have landed in there. She didn't take off behind the line, apparently. 3:49 to go first quarter. Tied at six apiece. The Knights with the basketball at the far end of the court. Powers at the top of the key. Feeds it inside to Langhorst. A three from the left corner's up and off. No good. Daly Pelican is there for the rebound. Here comes Pelican on the fast break. She's got two defenders ahead of her. Kicks it over to Behrens on the right elbow. Now Weiss with the basketball at the free throw circle. Ruby feeds it inside. Gravatt goes inside with it. This time, when they hammer Daly Pelican, they blow the whistle and call the foul on the baseline. Daly Pelican will be at the line. She's a 60% free throw shooter. Here shooting two shots. See who they put the foul on here. Haven't seen it posted yet. At the line, Pelican. First free throw is up off the rim. No. She'll have a chance to try and break this tie. Well, apparently, they're not going to post the fouls across the way. We'll have to see what they do on that. Okay, the foul's going to be on Reagan Kamsler. Second free throw is up, and it's off also. Daly missed them both. Battle for the rebound. Behrens comes out of there with it. Flips it to Pelican. Pelican goes to the left elbow with it. In the ballgame now, Josie Stuthide has checked in. Here's Behrens from the corner for three again. Lauren Behrens, right in front of me, and I'm telling you, folks, they are giving her the benefit of the doubt. I'm up above the basket, the backboard here in the weight room, looking straight down on her. Where she's placing that toe, we'll take it. It's 9-6. Way to go, Lauren Behrens. All right, here's a long three from the top of the key that's off the iron and doesn't go. Rebound, try for follow shot, putback is up. It won't follow. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be on Daly Pelican, I believe. Having a difficult time figuring out where they're posting these fouls. There it is. At the free throw line now is Lauren Owsley. Her shot is up and good. Owsley just checked into the ballgame. She hits the first one. Daly Pelican's, that was her first foul, second team foul of the quarter. 2:49 to go first quarter, 9-7. Johnson Brock up by two. Second free throw is up and off. Sidhite has the ball tipped away from her. She was down there battling for that rebound with Peyton Langhorst. Johnson Brock will have the ball in a two-point lead. 2:47 to go first quarter here in Hebron, Thayer Central High School. Casey Knippelmeyer, skip pass goes across court, almost too tall. Kinley Weiss goes up and gets it, brings it down. Again, Knippelmeyer holds the ball. Man-to-man defense here by the Knights, and boy, they are right in the face of these Johnson Brock ball handlers. A very tight man-to-man. Now Knippelmeyer tries to drive to the paint, goes to Weiss. Weiss top of the key. Around it comes to Pelican. Pelican backs it out to the corner. Weiss for three from the corner. Hits off the glass, no. Rebound brought down by Stuthite. Stuthite hangs onto the ball, and a got a buzzer. That must have been a shot clock violation. All right, basketball is going to belong to the Knights of Bergen. Fremont Bergen with the basketball. 2 minutes, 13 seconds to go in the first quarter here in the girls' sub-district game in Hebron. 9-7, Johnson Brock up by two. For the Knights on the left side handling it, that's Kennedy Weitzel. To the top of the key, it comes up. Owsley handles the ball. Into traffic under the basket to the right elbow. Powers around the horn. Owsley, floater up and good. That was Lauren Owsley with the first bucket, her first bucket of the night. We're tied at nine apiece. 1:44 to go first quarter. Johnson Brock with a battle on their hands here in the sub-district. A couple of seniors on this team don't want this to be their last ball game. Weiss with the ball up top with it. Comes to Behrens. Behrens goes off to Pelican with a bounce pass. Back around it comes to Behrens. Into traffic. Weiss tries to go up with a layup. The pass shot is blocked away nicely by Peyton Langhorst. A nice clean block and knocked the ball out of bounds. Now into the ball game. Checking in is Regan Kanzler back on the floor. She started the contest. Kanzler Jr., 6.5 points per ballgame. Here's Knippelmeyer for three. It's off the rim. Great battle underneath by Behrens. Follow shot up. She can't get it. Rebound by Studheit. Kicks it out to Pelican. A try for three by Pelican. Up and off. No good. Rebound Behrens. Ball is on the floor. Diving after Knippelmeyer. Gets it out to Weiss. Now the ball is loose. Weiss is tied up. And a jump ball is going to be called. Boy, a lot of action there. Great sportsmanship being shown as Peyton Langhorst comes over and helps Kinley Weiss back to her feet. You like to see that kind of thing. Pelican's going to take a break now, and Ruby Gravatt checks back into the lineup. 1:05 to go in the first quarter here in Hebron. All tied up at 9 apiece here in the sub-district. Oh, a sideline violation on the inbound pass. She threw the ball in, and the girl threw it right back to her while she was still standing out of bounds, and they did all that right in front of Coach Joe Tynan in front of the bench. The girl's very embarrassed over that one. They inbounded the ball, and she threw it right back to the girl that inbounded it while she was still out of bounds. Johnson Brock gets the basketball. 1:02 to go in the first quarter. Weiss feeds it underneath. Ruby Gravatt with a shot from the baseline, up and off, no good. Gravatt couldn't get it to rebound to Lauren Owsley. Owsley with the basketball down court. Off to the right side, on the dribble. That's Tessa Powers. Powers comes to the left side. Shot, nice job blocking the shot by Weiss. A long three put up by Kennedy Weissel, and Weiss got up and got a hand on it. Johnson Brock comes down with the loose basketball. Down to the top of the key. Boy, they're all over Knippelmeyer. They're not going to give her an open look for those threes underneath. Underneath it comes. Shot is off the glass up. Couldn't get it down. That shot put up on the baseline by Lauren Barron. She had a couple of defenders on her. 20 seconds to go in the quarter. We're still tied at 9. Chance for the Knights to play for the final shot. Oh, they go in for a layup on the baseline. And getting the layup to drop was Peyton Langhorst. 9 seconds. Down court with it come the Eagles. To the top of the key. Knippelmeyer's got the ball. 4 seconds. Long shot is on the way off the glass. Won't go at the buzzer. 11-9 after one quarter. The Bergen Knights leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Thayer Central High School here in Hebron. After one quarter, the Bergen Knights lead the Johnson Brock Eagles 11-9. Johnson Brock will have the first possession as we move into the second stanza. Into forecourt is Kinley Weiss with the ball, looking for Daly Pelican out here on the left wing. Pelican, skip pass across court, comes back to Weiss. Out of the baseline left side, Behrens with the ball. She lost her dribble, feeds it underneath. Knippelmeyer in the paint, laying up and good. And a whistle and a foul. She'll be at the line for the and one. Cassie Knippelmeyer got the layup inside the paint, drew the foul. She'll be at the free throw line for the and one. The foul is going to be called on Reagan Kanzler, her second personal, first team foul of the period. At the free throw line, Knippelmeyer. Free throw is up, and this is off the iron. Couldn't get it. She missed the free throw. She's a 76% free throw shooter, too. Fast break coming the other direction. Down court with it is Weissel on the right wing. Weissel, across court pass to the top of the key, around the horn to Powers. Powers wants to go inside the lane. Instead, kicks it back to Weissel. Now baseline right side. That's Drake with the basketball. Weissel at the top of the key. Skip pass across to the left side. In the paint, Langhorst with the ball. Shot from the corner for three is up and off. No good, but the rebound comes down to the Knights. The ball is loose. They'll chase it back near midcourt and pick it up. Powers sets the offense. Driving layup. Couldn't get it. She'll be fouled. And at the free throw line will be Tessa Powers. Powers will be shooting two shots. The foul's on Casey Knippelmeyer, her first. When we get a break here and I can catch my breath, I'm going to let you in on a little broadcasting secret tonight. Tessa Powers, first free throw is up and off the back of the iron. The girls from Bergen are wearing black jerseys with extremely dark, dark, dark Kelly Green numbers. Nearly impossible to read from the far end of the gym. So second shot is up and off, no good. Tell you more about the numbers and what we did to remedy that here in a minute. We're tied at 11 apiece. Barron's with the ball. To Kinley Weiss in the corner for three. Hits off the rim. No, couldn't get the rebound. Reagan Kanzler with the ball. Kanzler kicks it out to Tessa Powers. Powers goes to the right side. Now Powers penetrates in. Bounce pass to Langhorst on the baseline. Back to the corner. That's Kanzler with the ball. Langhorst has the ball taken away. Great job by Ruby Gravatt. Got the steal from Langhorst. Down court on the left side. This is Knippelmeyer with the ball. Looks to Daly Pelican. A cross-court pass. Pelican's got an open look. Passed it up. Knippelmeyer takes a three from the corner. It's off the rim. The ball is tipped around. Weiss comes down with it. Weiss with a follow shot off the glass. Partially blocked. Blocked away by Langhorst in the rebound. Fast break the other direction. Drake with the ball. They feed it into the basket. It goes away out of bounds. Johnson Brock will get it back. Okay, listeners, you might be amused by this. The numbers are virtually impossible to read at the other end by anyone. So, I did my homework and discovered the point guard has pink shoes. The big girl underneath wears blue shoes. We've got green shoes. We've got hot pink shoes and white shoes. So, I'm calling them by their shoe color. Here's Knippelmeyer for three from the corner. Got it. Nice looking three by Casey Knippelmeyer. If those can start dropping, Johnson Brock's going to be all right. They just haven't had a lot of luck getting the open look so far in the ballgame. Eagles go back up 14-11 now. 5:55 to play in the first half. With the ball is Powers to the corner. From the corner, a three is up and off, no good. That one was put up by Marissa Drake in white shoes. Down court on the fast break comes Kinley Weiss. They beat it across Barron's. Barron's comes up to Pelican. There's Knippelmeyer penetrating with the floater. It won't go, but a great job by Barron's to come and chase it down. Oh, they're going to say she stepped on the baseline. So our referee, Chase Bryant down here, one of the referees, son of my good friend Dave Bryant. We see a lot of him down in our neighborhood. Chase says the ball goes back over to the Bergen Knights with 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half, second quarter, 14-11. Johnson Brock up by three. Under the basket, driving, lay it up. Get it out of there. Won't go. Daly Pelican's got the rebound. Pelican's going to push it down court in a hurry. Wants to go around the defender. She's picked up defensively by Weitzel. Gives it out to Barron's for three. It's off the iron, but the rebound comes down to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer in traffic. Bounce pass goes across. Gets it to Ruby. Ruby Gravatt kicks it up to Pelican. Timeout's going to be taken. Johnson Brock with 5:03 to go in the first half. The Eagles lead at 14-11. It's a 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your mental health matters at every stage of life. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritize Your Mind, focused on practical mental health tips you can use every day. Join Dr. Anna Dammy, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, on Wednesday, March 4th at 2 o'clock in the hospital classroom. She'll share insights on improving mental well-being, including the impact of social media, the importance of quality sleep, and simple self-care strategies. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for this broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building a community. As we near the bottom of the hour at 5:30, John Nixon will be on the air on KTNC with the Sacred Heart Irish and the Meridian Mustangs. That'll be live from the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City, beginning in just a few minutes over on KTNC. Back to live action here in Hebron. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Knippelmeyer comes to Kinley Weiss around the horn on the outside of the three-point arc. Now with it, Lauren Barron's skip pass goes across court. Again to Weiss. This man-to-man defense is very effective right now. They're having a hard time getting an open look at the basket. Johnson Brock, accustomed to taking those threes and working it out. They go inside to Barron's. Barron's shot is blocked away out of bounds. Good defense again by Peyton Langhorst. Langhorst is a big girl. She's 5'11". She's got long arms and gets up there and blocks those shots. Shot clock with 2 seconds. They get it in. Knippelmeyer with the three. Got it off in time, but the rebound is going to come down to Langhorst. Down court with the basketball on the left side comes Tessa Powers. Powers gives it up top Kennedy Weitzel with the basketball. Finds Powers again at the top of the key. Weitzel on the left wing. Around the horn to the right side. This is Drake with the ball. A long three from the right. Corners up and good. And nailing that three from the right side is Tessa Powers. Powers now with 6 points in the ball game, and we're tied at 14 all. Knippelmeyer goes inside Gravatt. Gravatt's pass tried to get it out to Kinley Weiss. The ball is tipped away. Clearly touched last by Kennedy Weitzel. Johnson Rock will keep the basketball. Here's Ayla Eggers into the lineup. Also checking in is Emily Bowling for the first time this evening. Eggers and Bowling come into the fourth. Gravatt's going to take a breather. I'm not sure who else sat out here. We'll pick it up in a minute. I think maybe Knippelmeyer taking a breather. Eggers has the ball stolen away on the steal. Fast break the other way. Eggers wasn't going to have any of that. Tessa Powers was going in for what was a sure thing for a layup. Ayla Eggers says, hey, I got five to spend. I'm going to use one here. And she prevented Tessa Powers from getting the layup. Probably a good move by the sub coming off the bench. Now Powers is going to have to earn those 2 points at the free throw line. The first one is on the way. It is up and good. She got it. Tessa Powers has now hit 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. She's a 55% free throw shooter. Second free throw coming up for Tessa Powers. It's on the way. It is up and off. No good. So spending that foul was a good spend there by Ayla Eggers. Instead of 2 points, they came away with one that trip. 15-14. It's the little things like that can make a difference. There's Eggers with a nice save. Saved the ball from going out of bounds. They flip it around to the corner. Weiss is going to try a three. Hits off the iron. Ayla Eggers swats the ball away out of bounds, and Ayla touched it last. She knocked it out of the hands of Reagan Kanzler here on the baseline in the corner. I got kind of a bad angle. When they get down under the basket, I can't really see over the railing very well, but doing our best we can here. Nice new gymnasium, just not a lot of accommodation for the working media, unfortunately. And we see that more and more when we travel around to some of these newer gyms. As I said, we're in the weight room on the end of the gym down here. Taking a look from behind the backboard. Here's a driving layup on the other end, up and good, by Peyton Langhorst. And now it's 17-14. The lead is 3 for the Knights with 3:04 to go here in the first half. The ball is loose in the corner, dribbling underneath his vice. She feeds it inside to Bowling. Around the horn, Ayla Eggers. Back to the left wing. Behrens had an open look there for a minute. Couldn't get it. Wanted to go inside to Bowling. Bowling tipped it away to Eggers. Ayla Eggers is double-teamed. Goes to Bowling on the baseline. And now a tie-up. A held ball, I think, is going to be called here. Ayla Eggers reached in and grabbed the ball away from Reagan Kanzler. Back into the ball game comes Knippelmeyer. Back into the game is Gravatt. And back into the onto the floor comes Josie Studheit now. So Coach Lucas Dollinghouse substituting rather freely here. His team trailing 17-14, 2:39 to play in the first half. This is Kennedy Weitzel with the basketball to set the offense. Around to Powers on the left side. There's a steal by Weiss. We've got a 2-on-1 fast break coming. Weiss takes it all the way in. Oh, couldn't get the shot up. And a whistle we're going to have. They say the ball went out of bounds, and it's going to be turned over to the Knights. My goodness, a missed opportunity there by Johnson Brock. They had a 2-on-1 fast break. Great defense, though, on the part of the Knights. 2:20 to go now in the first half, 17-14. Eagles down by 3. Bergen with the basketball. For the Knights, Weitzel at the top of the key from the left side. A shot by Drake for 3 is up and off, no good. Rebound ball taken away, down court. Fast break, here comes Knippelmeyer. 1-on-1 with Weitzel. Knippelmeyer drills in. Oh, my goodness. The ball is blocked away. Fast break the other direction. Langhorst runs over. No whistle there. We've got bodies on the floor everywhere. And the basketball ends up into the hands of Kinley Weiss. Down court comes Daly Pelican. Goes to Knippelmeyer. Deep, low post, left side of the basket. Knippelmeyer can't get around Langhorst. Feeds it inside the paint. Gravatt almost has it taken away. Puts it out to Weiss for 3. Shot is up and off. No good. Langhorst with the rebound coming over Gravatt. Langhorst goes to the floor. She got the worst end of the Weiss with a driving layup to the left side. Whistle and a foul on the floor. I don't think this is going to be a shooting foul. The foul just came on the floor as Langhorst tried to drive the basket. Foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock's Kinley Weiss. On Weiss, her first personal, second team foul of the quarter. A minute 31 to go here. 91 seconds to play first half. 17-14. The Bergen Knights from Fremont leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. There's a 2 from the left side, up and off, no good. Daly Pelican has the defense. offensive rebound. She'll bring the ball down court across to Kinley Weiss. Weiss to the corner, Knippelmeyer. There's a collision foul coming up, and hammering Knippelmeyer is Marissa Drake. Drake called for her first personal. That's only the second team foul of the quarter. Only the third team foul of the entire half here called on the Bergen Knights. All right, a new shot clock, 35 seconds up, a minute 17 to go here in the first half. Johnson Brock trailing by three, 17-14. Weiss across court. Inside they go with it, driving to the hoop, stood high, kicks it out instead, open look, Weiss for three. They just won't fall, folks, but a great job by Lauren Behrens to take that ball away and get the rebound, clears it back up. Now there's Pelican for three. It's off the rim and won't go. And again, a held ball under here. Great job by Stoodhite to get in and tie up Lauren Owsley. Possession arrow stays with Johnson Brock. Clock is down to 54 seconds to play here in the first half. 17-14. Eagles trail by three. Pelican lobs it up top, finds Behrens. Behrens comes to the right side. Knippelmeyer goes around the defender. A little floater. In and out. Won't go. Loose basketball. Fast break the other way. Kennedy Weitzel down. A nice job blocking the ball away by Daley Pelican. Kennedy Weitzel thought she had a sure thing, and Pelican accelerated, caught up to her from behind, jumped high in the air, and swatted the attempted layup out of bounds, and did so cleanly. No foul call. Knights will have the basketball, 31 seconds on the shot clock. They put it in, a whistle and a foul, and a two-shot shooting foul is going to be called. Peyton Langhorst is going to be at the line to shoot two here. This foul is going to be called on Lauren Behrens, her second personal, third team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line, Peyton Langhorst shooting two shots. The first free throw is up, and it is good. Langhorst got the first one. She'll have a second shot coming here. 41 seconds to go in the first half. The lead is four now for the Bergen Knights, 18-14. Bergen is up by four. Langhorst is going to try and make it a five-point lead if she hits this one. Free throw is on the way. It's good. Got them both. Langhorst with a pair. She's got 6 points, and now it's 19-14. The lead is five in this low-scoring contest. 35 seconds to go in the first half. Johnson Brock trailing. Pelican, top of the key to Kinley Weiss. Weiss feeds it inside to Behrens. She's going to take it in for a layup. Couldn't get it. I'm telling you, the shooting percentage has just been horrendous here. Johnson Brock just not able to get it to fall. And now in the fight for the rebound, a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. And we're going to walk to the other end to shoot two. At the free throw line, let's see who the foul is going to be called on. The foul is going to be on Lauren Behrens. That's her third personal. At the free throw line is Lauren Owsley. She's one out of one from the line tonight, has 3 points, here shooting two. The first one is up and off, no good. So trying to extend that lead with 23 seconds to go. Ruby Gravatt back into the ballgame. Lauren Owsley, a junior, ready for her second free throw attempt. It's 19-14. The lead is five. The free throw is up. It's good. And now the lead is six for Fremont Bergen. 20-14, a six-point lead for the Knights. 19 seconds on the clock here in the first half. Johnson Brock will play for the final shot. They go to the left side to Weiss. Up top it comes to Pelican. Around to Knippelmeyer. Oh, no, they passed the ball inside. Turned it over. It got away out of bounds. It'll stay with Johnson Brock. A bad pass was tipped out of bounds by Reagan Kanzler. The clock is down to 7 seconds. Johnson Brock has 7 seconds to get off the final shot of the first half. Down by six, 20-14. Daley Pelican inbounds it to Kinley Weiss. Back it to Pelican. Time ticking down to Weiss in the corner. She tries a long three. It's blocked. Ball goes out of bounds. 0.1 seconds left. Not enough time to do anything here. Johnson Brock's going to have it, but there's only 0.1 seconds, and the rules say you can't catch and shoot in 0.1 seconds. You can't do it. But they're going to try. Takes 0.3 seconds to catch and shoot, they tell me. Waiting for the inbound pass. There it is. The shot is up. Did not count anyway. 20-14, our halftime score. The Fremont Bergen Knights leading the Johnson Brock Eagles by six. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap. The halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Thayer Central High School gym here in Hebron, Nebraska. Randy Gatula with you. It's time for a Highland Community College halftime scoring report. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead, and you can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, the Johnson Brock Eagles came in here 17-7, the Bergen Knights of 7-15, and as I said in the pregame show, those records could be a bit deceiving, and here at the half, the Bergen Knights are leading Johnson Brock 20-14. They have held the Knights to just 14 points. Individual scoring for the Bergen Knights, they're led at halftime by Tessa Powers with 7, Peyton Langhorst has 6, Lauren Owsley with 4 points, Marissa Drake added 3 for their total of 20. Listen to these free throw numbers. The Bergen Knights lead by 6. They hit 6 out of 11 from the free throw line. Johnson Brock just 2 players in the scorebook. Casey Knippelmeyer has 8 points. Lauren Behrens with 6 for their total of 14 from the free throw line. Johnson Brock did not make a free throw. They went 0-4-3 in the first half. Johnson Brock 0-3 from the line. Bergen Knights 6 of 11. And Bergen leads by 6, 20-14. That's our halftime score. Again, this halftime scoring report is brought to you by Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout now. Send it back to Kurt Hillman at the Sunny 101.3 studios. He'll have two minutes of important sponsor information. That'll be followed by the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. Johnson Brock fans, don't go away. We got a tough hill to climb here, but the girls are down by 6. We'll see if we can bring them back in the second half right here on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm Weather Alerty Meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Showers early tonight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low of 39 degrees. Southwest winds up to 35 miles an hour. Wednesday sunny with a high temperature of 65 degrees and southwest winds at 5 to 15. Wednesday night partly cloudy and a low temperature of 35 with east winds at 10 to 20. A few snow showers possible Thursday afternoon. Any accumulating snow should stay off to our north. We'll see a high of 48 with temperatures falling as we head into the afternoon with north winds at up to 30 miles an hour. Friday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures in the low 40s and northwest winds at 5 to 10. Saturday, chance of light snow with a high temperature near 40 degrees and north winds at 10 to 20. Sunday, sunshine with highs in the upper 30s. And for Monday, sunshine with highs in the low 40s. That's your latest forecast. I'm Weatherology Meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Thayer Central High School in Hebron. It's halftime. The Bergen Knights leading the Johnson Brock Eagles 20-14, our halftime score. I don't keep a shot chart. I keep score here, but I have a friend down Media Row, and according to his numbers, Johnson Brock from the field, this is 2-point and 3-point combined, hit just 5 of 23 shots from the field. That translates to 21%. Three-point shooting was probably even, well, I don't know, four of their baskets were three-pointers, so their two-point shooting, just horrendous here. 5 of 23, according to my buddy down the line. If the ball starts dropping, Johnson Brock can get back in this thing quickly. They just have not been able to get the ball to go in the hole. It'll be Bergen's basketball to start the third quarter. 20-14, Johnson Brock with a 6-point deficit. Got a little mountain to climb here if they want to continue with this season. Bergen comes into forecourt to the baseline left side. Powers with the basketball up to the top of the key. That's Drake handling the ball. Skip pass comes across for Weitzel. Kennedy Weitzel thought about the shot. Bounce pass goes to Drake on the far side. Between the rings, top of the circle, Drake holds the ball. Low post left side to Tessa Powers. Powers goes across court. There's a three on the way off the glass. Rebound Langhorst. Gravatt is in there battling for that rebound, a whistle and a foul, and the foul is going to go on Ruby Gravatt. On Ruby, that is her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Keep in mind, the Bergen Knights are up by six, all six of those points. They're leading by six. They hit six free throws to none for Johnson Brock. This shot is up and off, no good for Peyton Langhorst. 6 of 11 from the line in the first half, 0 for 3 for Johnson Brock. Second free throw for Peyton Langhorst. It's on the way. This shot is up, and it is good. And that extends the lead now to 7 points, 21-14. Johnson Brock in a hole here, needs to find some offense. Knippelmeyer with the ball into the corner. There's an open look. Behrens is going to try a three. Off, no good. Rebound Knippelmeyer. Ball taken away. Fast break coming the other direction. Tessa Powers wants to take it in. Shot is up and good. Powers has 9 points in the ballgame. 23-14 now. 9-point lead. Johnson Brock has allowed them to come out and score a 3-0 run to start it after already trailing by six at halftime. Eagles desperate for a basket. Daly Pelican for three. No. Rebound. Ruby Gravatt kicks it to the corner. Finds Casey Knippelmeyer. Floater Knippelmeyer. It's up and off. No good. A little 6-foot jumper would not drop for Casey Knippelmeyer. And she comes away shaking her head, very frustrated. Not able to get that ball to drop. 23-14 your score. It's a 9-point deficit. Off the bench comes Josie Studheit into the ballgame. Studheit will check in. Now let me look and see who's checking in and out here. Yes, Studheit's back into the ballgame, replacing Lauren Behrens. Behrens sets out for a minute. All right, with the ball on the left side is Tessa Powers. Across court pass. Kennedy Weitzel with the ball under the basket. There's a two up on the baseline, up and good. Nice move to the basket by Tessa Powers. And the Knights are blowing this thing open. It's 25-14, an 11-point lead. Johnson Brock 0 for 3 on their last three trips down the floor to start the second half. There's a long three on the way from the right side. It's off the glass. That one put up by Daly Pelican. Would not fall. Things not going well for the Johnson Brock Eagles here in this third quarter so far. Down by 11, 25-14. Surprising part of this is that they've been held to just 14 points, and we're already a couple of minutes into the second half. Just cannot find the offense. This is Bergen with the basketball for the Knights. Weitzel beats the corner left side. Now Weitzel tries a three. It's off, and there with the rebounds, Ruby Gravatt. Gravatt took that one away with some authority. Down court, she goes with it. Daly Pelican. Pelican back up to Gravatt, top of the key. Around to the left wing with it. Studheit feeds it to Pelican. Pelican trying to drive to the hoop. Can't get inside. This man-to-man defense by the Knights has been impressive in stopping Johnson Brock. Here's a driving layup up by Knippelmeyer that won't go, but a whistle and a foul. The foul came on the floor before the shot. Foul is going to be called on Kennedy Weitzel, her first. That's only the third foul called on the team in the ballgame. Inbound pass into Studheit from the corner. Pelican for three. Oh, my goodness. Daly's shot for three hit the support above the backboard. Tried to shoot it from the corner on the right side. It may have been tipped. I'm not sure, but the ball hit the support off the mark. 25-14. The lead is 11 now for the Bergen Knights from Fremont. They come down. Tessa Powers with the basketball. Off to Weitzel on the far side. She passed up an open look from the right corner. Didn't want to take it. They go back to Weitzel. Weitzel looking inside. Wants to go into Owsley with it. Can't get there. Now it comes back to Powers. Owsley has the ball. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off of Bergen. Johnson Brock will get the basketball. lot of time left in the ballgame. Don't go away here. Johnson brought down by 11, but they're going to have to find some offense and find it here pretty soon. 4:52 to go. We're in the third quarter, 25-14, an 11-point deficit. And timeout taken by Lucas Dollinghouse. He's going to talk it over with his girls. We'll take a 30-second break and be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
The game being played at the Rowe Activity Center in Fall City. Dylan Henry's pinch hitting for John Nixon tonight there. That game going about the way I expected it to. After one quarter, Sacred Heart leading Meridian 25-6. That's after one quarter in Fall City. That game over on KTNC. Here it's 25-14. Johnson brought down by 11. Eagles basketball. Knippelmeyer for three. In and out. Rebound. Follow shot. Driving lay-in up and good by Kinley Weiss. And finally, 2 points on the board. Kinley Weiss, her first 2 points of the night. And they come with 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Cuts the lead down to 9 now. They trail by 11. Johnson Brock trying to mount some kind of a comeback. Here's a three from the corner. Up and off, no good. Ball chased down by Powers in the corner. Comes to Weitzel with the outlet pass. Weitzel guarded by Weiss. Goes down to Powers. Inside the paint. Ball's going to be thrown away out of bounds. Turnover. And Johnson Brock gets the ball back. So, the Johnson Brock Eagles starting to try and chip away at this. They were down by 11, 25-14. They're back within 9 now. 25-16. We're at the midway point of the third quarter. 4 minutes to go, third period. A lot of basketball to play. Don't go away here. Johnson Brock, they've come from behind before this season. Pelicans got the basketball on a cross-court pass. Stoudheid's going to try a long three. It's off the rim and doesn't go. Kinley Weiss gets the rebound. Weiss dribbles it back to the top of the key, gives to Pelican. Knippelmeyer whips it to the corner. A cross-court pass, Weiss. Pelican lobs it back to Knippelmeyer. She can't get an open look. They're just in her face the minute she gets the ball. The thing that the Knights of Bergen have done well here is they have stayed in the face of the three-point shooters. They're not giving Johnson Brock a nice look for those threes. Marissa Drake has called for her second personal, first team foul of the quarter. Johnson Brock's basketball. They inbound it to the top of the key. Knippelmeyer, there's Pelican for three. Missed everything. The ball is too long. Rebound comes down to Powers. Tessa Powers is going to push it down court in a hurry. Goes to the left elbow with it across court. Comes to Kennedy Weitzel. Weitzel feeds deep, low post left side. Powers and Weitzel just play catch with it. Now Weitzel thought about it, doesn't take it. Comes to Kamler in the right elbow. Kanzler, that is. There's a three up and off, doesn't go. Weiss has the rebound. Johnson Brock, oh, they had Knippelmeyer out ahead of everybody, and the pass, the long down court pass, stolen away. Then Knippelmeyer steals it, gets it to Ruby Gravatt. Her shot is up and off, no good. The shooting woes just continue here for Johnson Brock. They just can't buy a basket at any price. Even the little six-foot jumpers in the paint won't fall for them. You got a feel for these girls. They're normally a pretty decent shooting basketball team, especially the three-point shooters from outside the arc. We're going to have a timeout taken now by Coach Joe Tynan. He's going to take a 30. We'll step aside for half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, Johnson Brock fans, I'm going to be an optimist here. I'm going to say that if and when the Johnson Brock girls come back here, if they're playing here Thursday, and that would most likely be against Thayer Central. We will have live coverage for you here on Sunny 101.3. I have plans to be back here Thursday if the girls can come from behind here. Right now they're down by 9, 25-16, 2:27 to go still in the third quarter. A lob pass goes in. Nice block there by Daly Pelican. Rebound to Ruby Gravatt, the senior. Gravatt down court. Pelican driving layup. Oh, she's knocked to the floor. No whistle. That must have been a clean block at the far end by Peyton Langhorst. Normally, Daly Pelican's able to work that driving layup and get it down. Shot clock at 26 seconds to go. Knippelmeyer inbounds it to Pelican, top of the key. Back to Knippelmeyer in the corner right side. She'll pull up for a little 12-foot jumper, and it's off the rim, won't go. I've never seen the shooting fall apart for a team like it has here. Fast break to the other direction. Weitzel to Langhorst. Around the corner right side. Weitzel. Shot is up off. No good. Rebound Kanzler. She goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul. And Kanzler is going to be at the line to shoot two shots here for the Bergen Knights. See who they get this one on. Foul's going to be called on Ruby Gravatt. Her second personal. Second team foul of the quarter. At the free throw line. And is Kanzler. Her free throw is up and off, no good. Reagan is a 59% free throw shooter. She has not scored tonight. And she wears hot pink shoes, I might point out. People would look at my score sheet right now and they would laugh. I have blue, green, hot pink, white. Second shot is up and good for Reagan Kanzler. She has her first point of the ball game, and the lead is 10, 26-16. With the ball, Knippelmeyer had it slapped away, gets it back, now spins, goes in against the defense. A cross-court pass, Pelican, open look, Kinley Weiss, left corner, off the rim. Ball tipped around, rebound comes down to Bergen. The shooting woes continue. Johnson Brock has only one field goal. There's a long three from the left elbow, up and off, no good. Follow shot doesn't go. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Casey Knippelmeyer. I have tried to make some little check marks in the corner of my score sheet. This is unofficial. Right now I've got Johnson Brock 1 for 10 from the field in this quarter. They've made 1 2-pointer. 1 for 10 from the field. Free throw is up and good. That one put in by Lauren Owsley. She now has 5 points in the ball game. Johnson Brock has been outscored 7-2 here in this quarter. They were trailing by 6. They're down by 11 now. Second shot for Owsley is up, and it's good also. Lauren Owsley got it. And this is the biggest lead of the ball game for the Bergen Knights, up by 12 now, 28-16. In the ball game is Ayla Eggers. Eggers fields to the left side. There's a three up, off no good by Studheide. It was in and out of there. Fast break the other direction. They give it to the left side. Oh, great job by Daly Pelican to block the layup by Chessa Powers. Daly Pelican has done that 2 or 3 times tonight. She's had some sweet-looking block shots on the layups. Swatted that one away. Touch last by Bergen. So, here comes Johnson Brock down by 12. 1 minute to go in the third quarter. Ayla Eggers in the ballgame. Coach Lucas Dollinghouse trying to find somebody with a hot hand that can score here. Now in goes Pelican for a driving layup. Kicks it to the top of the key. Finds Eggers with the ball. Ayla Eggers goes to the right elbow. Driving layup up off the rim. That one wouldn't go. Put up on the baseline, I think, by Lauren Behrens. The ball was loose. Now it's going to be grabbed up by the Knights. Ayla Eggers coming all the way down court, man-to-man here, harassing Chessa Powers. Powers comes to the corner. Lauren Owsley with the basketball. There's a steal by Daly Pelican. Daly is knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul on Lauren Owsley. Again, good sportsmanship here. Owsley helping Pelican. I want to give the girls from Bergen the credit where it's due here. They're doing a great job showing some good sportsmanship, as are the Eagles. Both teams here helping their opponents to their feet when they fall to the floor. That's always good to see in any ball game, but not always the case sometimes. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 28-16. Bergen with a 12-point advantage. Johnson Brock can play for the final shot of the third quarter. Daly Pelican with the basketball in the corner. Passes to the top of the key to Josie Studheit. Across it goes to Knippelmeyer. Casey with the ball. Casey can't get that open look. They've got a hand in her face every time she touches the ball. Casey Knippelmeyer tries to go around the defender. Gives it up top. Pelican. Pelican is backed out 10 feet outside the arc. Shot clock is going to go off. They didn't get the shot off in time for the shot clock. and the ball going to be a timeout. No, that's the end of the quarter. After three quarters, 28-16, Bergen up by 12. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the NBC Sports Radio Network.
Your mental health matters at every stage of life. Nemaha County Hospital invites you to a special presentation, Prioritize Your Mind, focused on practical mental health tips you can use every day. Join Dr. Anna Dammy, a licensed pediatric psychologist and board-certified behavior analyst, on Wednesday, March 4th at 2 o'clock in the hospital classroom. She'll share insights on improving mental well-being, including the impact of social media, the importance of quality sleep, and simple self-care strategies. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, my friend says Johnson Brock went 1 of 14 from the field in that quarter. They were outscored 8-2, and now they got a pretty big mountain to climb here. Down by 12, 28-16. We move to fourth quarter action. Johnson Brock will have the basketball. At the top of the key is Kinley Weiss, goes to the right side. Casey Kniffelmeyer. Now Daly Pelican handles the ball. Again, it goes to Weiss. He'll dribble into the paint, tries for a driving layup, up, blocked away, no good. Fast break coming the other direction. One on two, fast break. Powers goes in, lays it up and off, no good. Great job by Ruby Gravatt to get that rebound. Ruby, the senior, not wanting this to be her final game in a Johnson Brock uniform, went up and battled for that rebound, came down with it. She's going to be fouled by Kennedy Weisler, not a shooting foul. On Weisler, her first, team foul number one. Johnson Brock needs to score and score quickly. Down by 12, 7.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Not able to get a clean look at the basket here throughout the game. Credit to this man-to-man defense. There's another turnover on the baseline underneath, stolen away. This is a tenacious defense that Joe Tynan has put on the floor here against Johnson Brock tonight. Weitzel with the ball to the corner. Down to Langhorst in the corner. Across court to Powers. Tessa Powers for three. It's off. There's Ruby Gravatt again for that rebound. Held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow this time is going to stay with the Knights. Peyton Langhorst was tied up there. Timeout taken on the floor. 7:02 to go in the ballgame. It's 28-16. Johnson Brock down by 12. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, we still have a little over 7 minutes to go in this one, but Johnson Brock's going to have to get hot and start hitting some baskets here. The difference has been their inability to put the ball in the hoop tonight, and that credit where credit's due, the Bergen Knights here playing some tenacious man-to-man defense, preventing Johnson Brock from getting their usual open looks from three-point range. So, here we go. We move to 7 minutes to go. The ball belongs to the Knights. They have a 12-point advantage, 28-16. You better believe Bergen's going to start using every bit of that 35-second shot clock before putting up a shot. I say that, and here comes a long three. Up and off, no good. That one put up with 21 seconds to go. Rebound, Kniffelmeyer. Casey comes down court in a hurry. There's a long, long three that's off the glass. Won't go. Tried to save from going out of bounds down there by Kinley Weiss. Couldn't do it. The ball got away out of bounds. It'll go over to the Knights. The shooting woes continue here for the Eagles. They have to be very, very frustrated right now. just not able to get the ball in the hole here. Only 16 points on the board with 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Powers with a jump shot. Up and off, no good. Rebound, Weiss. Kenley Weiss, she's going to push it down in a hurry. Has defenders chasing her. Kenley Weiss driving layup. She draws the foul, and Kenley Weiss was determined that time. She was headed down the avenue, taking the ball to the hole, try and stop me. And they tried, and they fouled, and she'll be at the line. The foul is going to be on Marissa Drake. That's her third personal at the free throw line. Kenley Weiss, first one is up. It is off, no good. Kenley Weiss, normally a 47% free throw shooter. Johnson Brock has yet to make a free throw tonight. They are 0 for 4 from the line with 6 minutes to go in the game. Kenley Weiss, try and break that scoring ice at the free throw line. Couldn't get it. Off the back of the iron, bounced out of there. 0 for 5 now from the line. And now ball is loose on the floor. People diving after it. Weiss goes in to try and take it away from Langhorst. We're going to have a timeout taken to preserve the possession here. With 6:05 to go, 28-16. Johnson Brock down by 12. Stay with us. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Mead Lumber if you enjoy these broadcasts. We've got a halftime update now from Fall City. Sacred Heart Irish leading Meridian 36-10. That's our score at the half, 36-10, the Irish up at halftime. Back to live action here. 6 minutes to go in the ballgame, 28-16, a 12-point Bergen lead. The Knights leading the Johnson Brock Eagles. Eagles coming out trying to pressure them here. Again, they're going to use up that shot clock. Shot clock is down to 9 to the corner. There's a 3 on the way right side. It's off the rim. And the rebound again to Ruby Gravatt. Honestly, the Knights are not shooting the ball that well either here tonight, at least not recently. There's a 3 on the way. No, they're going to call that one a 2. Hitting the 2 is Lauren Behrens. And Behrens has 8 points in the ballgame. Behrens hit the 2. That time she was inside the lane. 10-point lead now, 28-18. The Eagles need some threes to fall here. Around the top of the key, Weitzel. Down to the corner left side, there's a 3 on the way. That doesn't go. Weitzel chases it down. They got a new shot clock at 35. Now a 3 from the right side is off. I don't think Coach Joe Tynan is real happy with them putting up threes with 31 seconds on the shot clock. He's got to start to calculate possessions here. They can eat up 35. That's going to be very tough for the Eagles to do much here. A fresh shot clock, 35 seconds. Knights are going to shoot it with 34 on the shot clock. A 3 off, no good. The ball is on the floor. Knippelmeyer's in there getting after that loose one. And again, some good sportsmanship between Casey Knippelmeyer there and Tessa Powers, helping one another to their feet. Gosh, I like seeing that sort of thing. 4:57 to go in this one. It's a 10-point lead. There's a 3 from the corner that's off. Doesn't go. Knippelmeyer's got the rebound. As she came down with it, she will be fouled. Fouls on Reagan Kanzler. On Kanzler, her third personal. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Time running out on the Lady Eagles here, though. Down by 10, 28-18. With under 5 minutes to go in this ballgame. 4:56. You know, with the three-pointers, as the way we have seen Kenley Weiss and Casey Knippelmeyer and Daley Pelly can hit threes, if they can hit some threes, they could very quickly get back into this ballgame. Not sure what the delay is here now. The officials are over at the scorer's table having a little meeting with the clock operator, and now we're going to be ready to go. Johnson Brock's basketball, 4:56 to go in the game, down by 10, 28-18. Now we still have some confusion. They're coming back to the table once again to talk about this. And now we're going to be good to go. All right, here come the Eagles down court with the ball. Kinley Weiss feeds to the left side. Daly Pelican again finds Weiss. That pressuring defense. They need to be shooting the ball. Inside it goes. Ball tipped away. It's loose. Underneath it goes Behrens. There's Pelican for three. She got it. Maybe they'll heat it up here. Daly Pelican's first points of the night, and she hits a three with 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Suddenly the lead is 7. Keep in mind it was 12 just moments ago. That brings Coach Joe Tynan off the bench shouting instructions. This is Kennedy Weitzel with the ball. Weiss comes out to give chase. The lead is down to 7 now. Weitzel feeds it there. Pelican knocked the ball away, but they got it back. Grabbing it up loose, Housley in the corner. Across court skip pass to the left side, Kanzler. Up it comes to Weitzel. Reaching in, Knippelmeyer almost had the steal. Knippelmeyer tips the ball away. It's loose. Weitzel gets it back. Knippelmeyer's got the steal. Here comes Johnson Rock down by 7. 4 minutes to go. Underneath, bounce pass, right side. Weiss couldn't get the layup. Weiss in traffic. Goes to the left side. The 2 is up. In and out of there. Rebound. Follow shot. Knippelmeyer can't get it. No whistle. And the ball comes back out to the night. Johnson Rock had 3 opportunities inside the paint. Came away empty-handed. The ball, I'm telling you, will not go in the hole. At the other end, a jump shot for 2. Up and good. Hitting that is Tessa Powers. Powers now with 13 points in the lead is back to 9. Here's Knippelmeyer for 3. She hits it. Knippelmeyer nails a 3 from the corner. They're finally starting to heat it up. Casey Knippelmeyer, 11 points. The lead is down to 6. Jump shot right side, up, off, no good. Rebound, Cravat. Cravat gets it out quickly to Behrens. Down court. It's a 6-point ball game, folks. 3:15 to go. Johnson Brock has got it down to a 2-possession lead. Knippelmeyer from the corner for 3. Off, no good. And the rebound taken away by the Knights. Boy, if that one would have fallen, we'd have had a 3-point ball game going here. There's still 3:04 to go in the contest, but now we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Ruby Gravett. On Ruby, her 3rd personal, and that is the 3rd team foul, I believe. 1st team foul of the quarter, rather. 30-24 is our score. With the basketball are the Bergen Knights. Down court they come with it. Lead of 6 points, still 3 minutes to go. Driving layup, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer is called for the foul there. So, let's see what we've got going here. At the free throw line will be Reagan Kanzler, a 59% free throw shooter. She's 1 out of 2 tonight. This one is up and it is off. No good. The lead remains at 6, folks, and there's still 3 minutes to go in this ball game. 2:56 to be exact. It's a 2-possession lead right now. At the free throw line, Kanzler will try and make it a 3-possession lead and put him up by 7. Off, no good, and the rebound comes down. Daly Pelican. Pelican will bring the ball down court. It's a 6-point lead. Into the corner, Knippelmeyer gets knocked to the floor. She's in trouble. Timeout's going to be taken to hold the possession by Johnson Brock. The Eagles very much in this one, folks. 2:47 to go. They're only down by 6. They have the basketball. Don't go away. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's set the stage for you, folks. 2 minutes, 47 seconds to go. Johnson Brock was trailing by 12 moments ago. They have cut the lead down to 6 now, trailing 30-24. 2:47 to go. The Eagles will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the side in forecourt. They have 26 seconds on the shot clock. So Johnson Brock just a couple of threes away from tying this puppy up. They're still very much in this ball game. They made a couple of threes here a moment ago. Casey Knippelmeyer got one. Daly Pelican got one. Here we go. And it comes to Weiss, to Knippelmeyer. Johnson Brock needs to shoot the ball. They can't waste time here. Around the horn it goes, down deep in the corner. Knippelmeyer tries to penetrate, driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it, but she's going to be fouled. And Casey Knippelmeyer will be at the line to shoot two shots. So Casey could make it a four-point ball game if she can get both of these. The foul's going to be on Drake. That is her fourth personal. No, that's her fifth. She just fouled out of the ball game. All right, Ayla Eggers is checking in. Ruby Gravatt is checking in for Johnson Brock at the free throw line. Huge free throws here for Casey Knippelmeyer. 76% free throw shooter on the year. 0 for 1 tonight. Here shooting 2. The first one is up, and it is off. No good. She'll have yet another. She can still get him back within 5 if she can hit the second one. Johnson Brock has not made a free throw in this ball game. Second shot on the way. It is up. It is good. She got that one. It went down for her. That's the first free throw of the ball game for Johnson Brock that they've made. Come with 2.5 minutes to go. All right, it's a 5-point ball game, 30-25. Eagles out playing, pressuring man-to-man defense now, trying to go for the steals here. Nearly tipped away by Knippelmeyer. Ball is loose. It's in the air. Everybody after Pelicans got the steal. Down court, Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer, one-on-one. Fast break, takes it in. Driving layup, she's fouled, and we're going to put Casey Knippelmeyer back to the line. Folks, Johnson Brock working their way back in this one. Knippelmeyer will be at the line to shoot 2. It's a 5-point ball game. Still 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go in this puppy. And Casey Knippelmeyer, the 76% free throw shooter, has a couple of more opportunities. She could get the Eagles within one possession. Let's see if she can hit this one. Knippelmeyer takes aim. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. She hit it. Casey Knippelmeyer put that one down. It's a 4-point ball game. Still 2:14 to go. Right now the Knights can kind of feel it slipping away here. Knippelmeyer can put him within 3. Casey looks to the hoop. Launches the shot. It's up. It's good. She got them both. Knippelmeyer made a pair. It's a 3-point ball game, folks. I told you not to go away. Here come the Eagles. Ayla Eggers tips the ball away. Stolen by Pelican. Johnson Brock can tie the ball game on this possession. Pelican has the ball tipped away. A whistle and a foul. The foul is going to be called on Tessa Powers. On Powers, her first. And that is team foul number, let's see, where are we at? Number 5. We're going to be shooting. At the free throw line will be Daly Pelican, a 60% free throw shooter. Daly is 0 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. Looks to the basket. The first of 2 is on the way. It's up and it is off the rim. We'll have another attempt. Again, she's a 60% free throw shooter. She can get the Eagles within 2. There is still 2:04 to go in the ballgame. Daly Pelican, second free throw. It's on the way. It is up. It is good. They're back within 2 now. Here we go. 30-28. Full court pressure being applied by the Eagles. Inbound pass is loose. Everybody chasing after it. Coming across and trying to get the steal was Knippelmeyer, but a whistle and a foul. The good news is they've got fouls to give here. They won't be shooting. Knippelmeyer just tried for the steal. That's only the third team foul of the quarter. That's Casey's fourth. Timeouts taken by the Bergen Knights with 2:01 to go in the ballgame, folks. It's a 2-point contest, 30-20. Don't you dare go away. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Right, it goes without saying we have seen a huge momentum switch in this basketball game. The Johnson Brock girls trailed at halftime 20-14, down by 6. At the end of 3 quarters, they were down by 12, 28-16. And they had, here in the 4th quarter, they have outscored Bergen 12-2. They are back within 2 points. 30-28 is our score. There are 2 minutes and 1 second to go in the ballgame. Bergen has the basketball. Man-to-man defense, pressuring defense now by Johnson Brock. Top of the key. It comes up to Tessa Powers. Powers, top of the circle, to the left elbow. Beats it over to Weitzel. Under 2 minutes to go now. 1:54. Shot clock at 25. Langhorst driving lay-in up. In and out of there. Got her own rebound. Ball tipped away. Saved from going out of bounds by... Oh, no. They say that it was saved over here by Daly Pelican, but she stepped on the baseline. New shot clock at 33. Bergen will have the ball under their own bucket with a minute 46 to go. They lob it up top to Langhorst. Into the corner. Driving to the baseline. Jump shot is up. Off. No good. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Ruby Gravatt. At the free throw line will be Reagan Kanzler. Kanzler is a 59% free throw shooter. She is 1 out of 4 tonight from the line. Has just a single point. Kanzler shooting 2 shots. First one is up. It is off. No good. A minute 41 to go in this ball game. It's a 2-point lead right now. Gravatt will leave the lineup, and to replace her now is Lauren Behrens. Second free throw for Reagan Kanzler. She's going to try and put her team up by 3. It's a 2-point lead now with 1:41 to go. Here's her second free throw. It's on the way. It's good. She got it. The lead is back to 3 now. They got within 2. 1:41 to go. Kinley Weiss into forecourt to Daly Pelican. Weiss had an open look, passed it up. Pelican had an open look, passed it up. Now it comes up to Weiss. Weiss with the ball. Johnson Brock a little hesitant to shoot the ball here. 20 on the shot clock. Behrens penetrates in. Behrens jump shot 12 feet away. It won't go. And the rebound comes out to Kennedy Weitzel. 31-28. The lead is 3. 1:14 to go. Johnson Brock has 14 fouls. If they foul, they'll put him to the line. 23 on the shot clock. There's a 3 up and off. No good. Huge rebound coming down with his Stoodheit. Josie Stoodheit. Outlet pass. Down court. To the left side. Here comes Knippelmeyer in traffic. Back to the top of the key to Kinley Weiss. Under a minute to go. 56 seconds to play. Stoodheit with the ball. Between the rings. Top of the circle. Gives off to the left side. Knippelmeyer. Now Kinley Weiss in the corner. Weiss for 3. Off the rim. Couldn't get it. And the rebound, that would have been a tie. Weiss is in there battling for the rebound. Loose on the floor. Everybody chasing after down in the corner. Bergen has the ball, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Oh, my goodness. 37 seconds to play. It's a 3-point basketball game. 31-28. Johnson Brock, after getting back within 2, they've had so many shots under the bucket. 10-foot jumpers, 6-foot jumpers, try off the ground. That ball, just try whatever you can. The ball won't go in the hole. Reagan Kanzler at the line. She was there a moment ago. 59% free throw shooter. Here shooting 2. The first one is up. It is off. No good. Johnson Brock still alive here. 37 seconds to play in the ball game. They're down by 3. If she misses this one, Johnson Brock could tie with a 3 at the other end. Reagan Kanzler trying to make it a 2-possession lead. It's up. It's good. She got that one. The lead is 4 now for Bergen. 37 seconds to play in the ballgame. 32-28. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock. So, with a 35 seconds to go in the ballgame, it's 32-28. Bergen up by 4. Johnson Brock will have the basketball after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, if you're just joining us, after trailing by 12 at the end of 3 quarters, Johnson Brock battled back to within 2 here moments ago. But now with some free throws, it's back to a 4-point deficit for the Eagles. Still a lot of time left here, though. 35.2 seconds to play in the ballgame. 33 seconds on the shot clock. But Johnson Brock has to score twice, so they need to score, foul quickly, and hope for some missed free throws. They don't need a 3 here. A 2 would be just fine. Down by 4. Inbound the pass comes into Knippelmeyer. to Daily Pelican. Pelican picked up her dribble. She's in trouble. Pelican needs help to Weiss. Weiss feeds it underneath, and the ball is stolen away. The steal goes to the Knights. Knights down court, and now quickly a foul by Kinley Weiss. That's heads-up basketball, realizing the need for a foul. And if you're going to do it, they might as well do it with time to work with. So Kinley Weiss with a heads-up foul there. That's her second at the free throw line. Will be Tessa Powers, a 55% free throw shooter. Tonight she has hit 2 out of 6 from the line. This one is up and off, no good. So they've missed some critical free throws down the stretch here to keep Johnson Brock in the ballgame. 22 seconds on the clock. Second free throw for Tessa Powers. Looks to the hoop. It's on the way. It's up. It's off. No good. But the rebound comes down to the Knights with the basketball and a whistle. Double dribble is going to be called. Getting the rebound, Reagan Kanzler. She double dribble. Johnson Brock has the basketball down by 4 with 19 seconds to play in the ballgame. 32-28. Here come the Eagles. One thing the Knights don't want to do is foul here. The ball is loose. Coming up with it. Underneath to the right corner. Open look. Stood height for a long two. It's good. She hit it. Hitting that two from the right side was Josie Stoodhite. Back to a two-point ball game, but now we're down to just 5.5 seconds. I'm going to keep it here live and kind of recap what has happened for those of you who may have not been listening to the entire broadcast. Johnson Brock has been stone cold all through the first three quarters. They trailed 11-9 after one quarter. They were down 20-14 at halftime, hitting less than 21% from the field in that first half. They went 1 of 14, according to my stats over here, in the third quarter from the field. Could not hit it. Only scored 2 points in that whole third quarter, and they found themselves down by 12, 28-16 after three periods. But then the ball started dropping a little bit for them. Still nothing overwhelming. They got a couple of threes, one from Casey Knippelmeyer, one from Daily Pelican, and all of a sudden they're back within two, 32-30. And I'll tell you, regardless of how this game ends, the Johnson Brock Eagles, you've got to tip your hat to them. These girls, they did not hang it up. They hung in there. They've been fighting to the very end, and they're 2 points away here now. Full court pressure. They need a steal and a basket. Full court pressure being applied by Johnson Brock. They'll inbound it under the JV basket. Across court, long down court, pass, fast break. Into forecourt on the dribble. Daily Pelican comes over and fouls, but now the clock has melted down to 2.4. And even with missed free throws here, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to take one of those miracle shots here, down by 2, 32-30. At the free throw line, Tessa Powers, 55% free throw shooter. She could ice it here with a pair. First one is up, and it is good. Now it's a three-point ball game, and this one would ice the ball game because with 2.4 seconds, it would give the Knights a four-point lead, 33-30. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a rundown of the numbers. Tessa Powers' shot is up. It's good, and she just put that one away, 34-30. Daily Pelican will try a half-court shot. Hit the rim with it, but it wouldn't drop. And your final score, the Fremont Bergen Knights defeat the Johnson Brock Eagles, 34-30 is your final score. Bergen with the win here in the sub-districts in Hebron, Nebraska. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back with the halftime show, or the post-game show, rather, with the individual scoring right after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the Game of the Week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Dan's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Dan's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Thayer Central High School here in Hebron, Nebraska. Our final score tonight, the Fremont Bergen Knights defeating the Johnson Brock Eagles 34-30 here in the girls' sub-district, Class C2. We'll take a look at the individual numbers, and we want to talk about free throws and shooting percentages. This is going to be an interesting game wrap for you. The Bergen Knights win the ballgame 34-30. Scoring for Fremont Bergen, Tessa Powers led the way with 15 points. She was the only player in double figures for the Knights. Peyton Langhorst added 7, 6 tonight for Lauren Owsley, and 3 points each for Reagan Kanzler and Marissa Drake. Free throw shooting, they shot a bunch of them. They hit 14 out of 27 from the free throw line, so just over 50% free throw shooting for the Bergen Knights. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, 30 points on the board, led tonight by Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey in double figures had 14 in the ballgame. Lauren Behrens was second. She came in with 8. 4 points tonight for Daly Pelican. 2 points for Josie Stidheit. And Kinley Weiss held to 2 points for their total of 30. Free throw shooting, here's the difference, folks. Johnson Brock did not hit a free throw until 2.5 minutes to go in the ballgame when they made their first one. They ended up hitting 4 out of 11. So quite a disparity there. Johnson Brock, 4 of 11 from the free throw line. Bergen, 14 out of 27. So a 10-point difference from the free throw line in a game that was a 4-point margin of victory, 34-30. I would point out, though, that this tenacious, and that's the word, best word I can come up with, man-to-man defense by the Bergen Knights was the difference tonight. Johnson Brock was prevented from getting their usual open looks for threes. They had a hand in the face of the ball handler. The shooters just could not get a decent look. And as a result, Johnson Brock's shooting percentage, while I don't have official numbers, I'm going to go out here on a limb and say it was probably something in the area of 20% or less for the night. I know they were at 21% at halftime, according to one of the other statisticians here on Press Row. I had a 1 for 14 in the third quarter, and they did finally start to heat it up. Well, listen to this. They only scored in the first three quarters of the ballgame 16 points. They scored 14 points in the fourth quarter alone. So they nearly equaled their point output in the fourth quarter that they had had for the first three quarters of this ballgame. Nevertheless, 34-30, they come up short. The Johnson Brock Eagles still with a what has to be considered a successful season. They finished the year at 17-8 under the first-year head coach, Lucas Dollinghaus, who switched over from coaching the boys. The Bergen Knights improved their record to 8-15. We don't want to wrap it up tonight without acknowledging the seniors. Ruby Gravatt, a 6-foot senior. Emily Bowling, 5'9 senior. The only two seniors on this basketball team. Ruby and Emily, I've enjoyed watching you girls on the floor here in the high school level for the last 4 years, and to a certain extent even a few junior high ball games. So they will be sent on their way via graduation. But I got to tell you, Johnson Brock fans, the future looks bright for this Lady Eagles basketball team in the coming years. You had some sophomores out there, and mostly sophomores, in fact. Daly Pelican is the only junior on this team. So you had some sophomores who played a very key role in this 17-8 record this year. They're going to be around for two more years to help the lone senior Daly Pelican next year. So things look bright. Tonight, it's just a night we'll remember where the ball would not fall here for the Eagles, and they came up short 35-30. I want to remind you that the Sacred Heart Irish are leading Meridian. The last record to report we had, it was 36-10 at halftime. We will have sub-district basketball for you coming up Thursday night, provided that Sacred Heart continues with their winning ways there. I will be on the air this coming Friday night from Auburn. We'll have the final boys' regular season game. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds traveling to Auburn for a boys-only varsity contest. That game will be heard live on here on Sunny 101.3, and I'll be on hand to call that one for you. So that's what's coming up later this week. We thank you for listening here tonight. Disappointed in the outcome, Johnson Brock finishes at 17-8 on the season. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you here with the final score, the Bergen Knights 34 and the Johnson Brock Eagles 30. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.